On personal topics, business, and geopolitical tensions. Musk has not commented on the report. Any ties with Putin could come into question if Musk ends up playing a role in a Trump administration.
ABC's Perry Russum. Eric and Lyle Menendez could get out of prison soon. Los Angeles DA George Gascon recommending resentencing for the brothers. This is ABC News. Police in Detroit say a recently installed statue honoring a local Tuskegee airman has been stolen from Rouge Park. Earlier this year, the statue of Jackie Robinson was also stolen from a public park. In Colorado, a new legal battle over elephant equity.
Activists with the Non-Human Rights Project are suing the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo, claiming five elephants in captivity are being unlawfully imprisoned and should be protected by habeas corpus, meaning they should not be held captive without legal justification. The zoo, fighting back, saying one requirement of habeas corpus is that the benefiting party will go free. Our elephants cannot go free because they cannot survive without human care.
ABC's Andrea Fujii. In Los Angeles tonight, a lot of sports and a lot of traffic. The Dodgers face the Yankees in Game 1 of the World Series. The Lakers will be hosting the Phoenix Suns. The USC Trojans play Rutgers, and there's an East LA Classic football game as well. This is ABC News.
Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Elections Commission received reports Thursday morning that some local election officials are still experiencing label printing delays for absentee envelope labels. WEC staff continued to work with state partners to pinpoint the root cause and improve label printing time.
Shortly after, the Green Bay City Council held a press conference showing solidarity with the mayor in negotiations with the Packers to extend the lease at Lambeau Field. The team extended a new offer that includes rent increases. It does not, however, include a community benefit statement or economic development in the city. Green Bay City Council President Brian Johnson.
That a lot of these are things that the Packers are already doing in our community. We acknowledge that, and we know that, and we're so appreciative of those investments. However, we want a lease to capture that.
It's now up to the mayor and outside council to evaluate the offer.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Friday, November 1st from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., it's a Friday night skate party in Hayward. Wear your Halloween costume and be entered into drawings throughout the night. The doors open at 6:30 p.m., skating is from 7 to 8:45 p.m., the entry is $7, and skates are a $3 rental. Anyone 9 years old and younger must have adult supervision. Once again, this is Friday, November 1st from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., over at the Hayward Sports Center and Community Park for Friday night ice skating. Then, Saturday, November 2nd at 3 p.m., it's Chicago-style hot dog day at Ripsaw Saloon in Prentice. Backed by popular demand, they invite you to come on down and enjoy Chicago-style hot dogs. They have Vienna beef hot dogs, lime green relish, sport peppers, onions, mustard, celery salt, pickle spears, tomato, and sesame seed steamed buns. Once again, that is Saturday, November 2nd at 3 p.m. at Ripsaw Saloon in Prentice. I'm Austin Bermain, and this has been Civic Media News.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is here for you. They sell and service new Chevrolet vehicles, always treating customers the way they want to be treated. Get a full synthetic oil change for the everyday low price of $49.95. Plus, enjoy employee pricing on select 2024 Silverados. Hurry, take delivery by October 31st. They are proud to support breast cancer efforts, donating $100 per vehicle sold and $5 per oil change. Visit them on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Bulls tonight in the home opener in Milwaukee. Brooke Lopez on the new look to the Bucks backcourt.
For us, it's all about knowing our next job, trusting one another. So I know that our guards like Dame, Torian, GT, all night they're going to get in their guys, give them one option, make them do something. And so we just react.
College football, the Badgers host number 3 ranked Penn State. Kickoff tomorrow night at 6:30. Wisconsin is 5-2 with 3 straight wins. Penn State undefeated at 6-0. NFL, the Packers head to Jacksonville to play the Jaguars on Sunday. Yesterday, the Packers holding a long practice in pads. Coach Jeff Hafley.
Today was our best Thursday practice we've had. Like, and that's not coach speak. I'm not going to BS you guys. It was. The energy was there. The execution was there. Guys are taking ownership because they're running stuff that they believe and they are good at and they're getting confident in it.
That's Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. We are looking ahead to a pleasant, sunny, fall-like weekend today. Mostly sunny, a little breezy. We'll get to 55 with wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25 today. Tonight, clear with a low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, sunshine 53. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43. 98 Q Country.
Have a little love on a little honeymoon. You got a little dish and you got a little spoon. Little bitty house and a little bitty yard. A little bitty dog and a little bitty car. But it's all right to be a little bitty. A little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. A little bitty baby and a little bitty gown. It'll grow up in a little bitty town. Big yellow bus and little bitty books. It all started with a little bitty look. Well, it's all right to be a little bitty. A little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. Got a job and a little bitty check. A six-pack of beer and a television set. Little bitty world goes around and around. Little bit of silence and a little bit of sound. A good old boy and a pretty little girl start all over in a little bitty world. Little bitty plan and a little bitty dream. It's all part of a little bitty scheme. It's all right to be a little bitty. A little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. It's all right to be a little bitty. A little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while.
How'd you know to turn up that song? How'd you know a little tore up jeans was gonna tear me up and turn me on? Hey girl, it's like you know me too good, but you barely know me at all. Yeah, the way it's going tonight, you probably know I'm ready to fall. Cause baby, you a little mind, baby, you a little mind reader. Yeah, that's what you are. You play it all a little shy, but baby, you're a heart. That smile's gonna melt me down. Like you know those lips are what I'm needing right now. And girl, when you lay them on mine, yeah, it's like you read my mind. And girl, it's like you got a crystal ball. Like you got a little gypsy side. It's like you knew that sweet perfume that you got on was gonna get me high. Thinking right now, how'd you know what I was about to say? How'd you know to whisper it in my ear? Let's take this party back to my place. Baby, you a little mind, baby, you a little mind reader. Yeah, that's what you are. You play it off a little shy, but baby, you're a heart stealer. And right here in this car, you knew that smile was gonna melt me down. Like you know those lips are what I'm needing right. Yeah, it's like you read my mind.
heart's stealing. And right here in this car, it's like you knew that smile's gonna melt me down. Like you know those lips are what I'm needing right now. And girl, when you lay them on mine, yeah, it's like you're reading my mind.
Wake up with it. I play the contest. I listen all day.
98Q Country.
Hang up that red dress. Let down your hair. Cancel those reservations. There's no need to go nowhere. As good as you're looking right now, girl, I bet you're thinking I'm crazy. There's a side of you that I wanna see that never ceases to amaze me. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. T-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I wanna see. Give me that girl. Give me the girl that's beautiful, without a trace of makeup on. Barefoot in the kitchen, singing her favorite song. Dancing around like a fool, starring in her own little show. Give me the girl that the rest of the world ain't lucky enough to know. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I wanna see. Give me that girl. Give me that. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I wanna see. Give me that girl. Give me that girl.
But 22, I think at the time, I'd been out on the road, lonely at night, and it'd been a while, so it was on my mind. Well, I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat, and I thought to myself, I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor, had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up, and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer, looked him in the eyes. And I said, baby, I think you're gonna wanna hear this. Then I told him, excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like
beer joint with a few of the guys, when this cute little country girl caught my eye and
boy, let me tell you, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer, gave me a look like, let's get out of here. And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave. And you look like you love me. All right now.
So if you ever see a man in a cowboy hat, think to yourself, I could use some of that. Don't waste your time. Just give him this here line. Goes a little like this.
Excuse me. You look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down.
Sounds like country music. Ella Langlane and Riley Green at 98Q Country is our day of giving kicks off here, and our week of giving winds down, and we're going to hit you up today. We're going to hit you up to help out Catkins. We're going to have folks in here from Catkins talking about what they do and how they do it and how much it costs to do it, and hopefully it'll spur you to give a little bit to Catkins. We've got a lot of bid items that are seeing a lot of action, but we're really going to try to dig into your pocket today. So, Austin, be careful when you're walking down the 98Q hallways here. It's tight quarters.
Always tight quarters, though. We have Big G.
I know, but I'm saying I may just reach in there and grab a dollar bill out of your back pocket.
Bold of you to assume I have a dollar bill to grab.
That's very true. We encourage you to. We've got the barista at it to get the morning guy going. Gray sensed I was struggling this morning. He sensed I was struggling.
I'm going to be talking little and making a lot of coffee, and then those things will be inverted. I'll be talking a lot later, so I'm just staying shut up right now.
Yeah. Oh, that's some good Joe. Okay.
All right. He always does make good coffee.
We're here. The crew is here. We are ready to roll, and you can check out the bid items at 98QCountry.com. But we really would like you as an individual to consider giving a little to Catkins today. Our goal is $10,000. And we've got a gentleman from P&T Window Cleaning who yesterday pledged $100 to Catkins. And we challenge you as maybe a business owner, maybe you got a few extra bucks, maybe it's payday today, and you want to help out a great organization that helps our cats and dogs. And they have, Tanya's going to be in here, I think, after 7 here, and they had, I think last count, they had 67 cats out there. Could you imagine how much money it would take to feed 67 cats in just like a week?
I could not imagine that.
That's a lot.
Or how long cleanup would take.
Yeah, cleanup and maintenance and just the whole thing. And that's not to mention the dogs they have available, too.
Yeah, and considering Catkins is, I believe, a nonprofit as they well are. As a no-kill.
Yes.
Yeah. Donating to them is definitely appreciated.
Exactly. We're gonna be very transparent today. We're gonna ask Tanya, you know, how it's funded and where the money goes, and we're gonna be all that transparent stuff with you today.
We're being nosy.
Yes, that's right, because we want our listeners, as always, when we do this every year, to know where the money is going from the
Absolutely.
Past fundraisers that we've been doing. So if you'd like to pledge, maybe you're a business that would like to, you know, put 20, 50, 100 in and challenge some other businesses to do that, or an individual, maybe you're capable of giving a little bit. Catkins is a great local organization, been around for 14 years.
They're not only going to use the money we raised for just everyday operations, but they're also putting funds away to add a new facility because they don't have room. They have cats right now that people want, have made aware that they should be in a shelter, but they don't have room for them. So anytime one gets adopted, then they make a call to someone and says, okay, let's get that cat in here now. So they don't have room for everything. So they're going to be adding on a building to help with that. So we'll talk with Tanya more about that a little later this morning. A couple ways for you to get a hold of us. You can email us, wcqm@civicmedia.us. You can call us, the old ringy dingy, at 715. Austin's like, how old is this guy? 762-3221.
At least you're not calling to the horn.
We will utilize our studio hotline this year, too, I think, like we did last year. Austin was very good at jumping on that studio hotline, the back phone. So we'll utilize that a little bit later on. And once Brianna gets in here, and we won't tie up the main phone, so stay tuned for that. And you can always text us through the Civic Media app. Last night during the football game, I was updating a lot of bids that people were texting to us through the Civic Media app. So you can use that, too. So check out all the items at 98qcountry.com. There's a bid update sheet right at the top.
A lot of different ways to tell us what you want.
A lot of different ways for you to tell us what you want. We're going to get to some news updates coming up in just a moment here.
I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new. That leads right to your door. Oh, how I used to roam. I was a rolling stone. I used to have a wild side. They say a country mile wide. I'd burn those beer joints down. That's all changed now. You turned my life around. And the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man. I used to love them and leave them. Oh, I'd brag about my freedom, how no one could tie me down. Then I met you. Now my heart beats true. Baby, you and me together. Feels more like forever than anything I've ever known. We're right on track. I ain't looking back. Yeah, I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again.
And done at 98Q Country is our day of giving, benefiting the Catkins Animal Rescue. Catkins Shelter here in Park Falls is underway. We realize you guys are just getting things rolling. Gray's doing his best to get us rolling here. We've got a little Joe working out there, and we are ready to be here till 6 o'clock tonight. $10,000 is our goal, and I hope you will consider being a part of this very special day of giving here with 98Q and Catkins. We'll have folks in from Catkins. If you stick with us through the day, by the end of the day, you'll have a pretty good idea of how the whole Catkins thing rolls and how it happens. We may even be doing some live video out there from Catkins So stay with us, interact with us. You're also going to see on the 98Q Country Facebook page, you're going to see pictures of the 98Q employees and our pets that we have as part of our family. I posted one yesterday, I want to say, yesterday afternoon of myself and Billy, our little rescue pug dog that we got a year and a half, 2 years ago. So we're going to have pictures of the station dog, Toby, a little bit later on. So we encourage you to share on our Facebook page, too. Comment on it. Maybe put a picture of you and your puppy dog on there, too. I got a little grief from my wife for that picture because she said I was in my sundress and I showing a lot of arm. And I said, you look fine. Our little pug dog does seem interested in the fact that my wife has her sundress on. And it's obviously it's from... Well, it could have been from last week, though, considering the warm weather we've had. So we're going to get pictures of our dogs on our 98Q Facebook page, and we encourage you to comment on those and maybe put a picture of you with your dog or maybe a cat or dog that you got from Catkins on there also. It's going to be a fun day, but it's going to be a serious day, too, as we raise funds for the Catkins Animal Shelter. We've already got almost, just over $1,400 when you total up all the bids and the $100 from Rich at R&T Window Cleaning. Thanks for kicking that off, Rich. I really appreciate that. And I think that's going to spur on some of our businesses that listen and some of our people to give us a call, or you can just stop in if you want and drop off any money for Catkins here at the radio station, Highway 13 in Park Falls. Or if you're making out a check, make it out to Catkins. Catkins, it's got to be in the form of cash or check if you're making a donation to Catkins. We're going to check out some of the volleyball results from last night after our twice an hour news and then sports. ABC kicks it off.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden travels to the Southwest today, where he will formally apologize to the indigenous community for the federal government's role in operating Native American boarding schools. Thousands of children were taken from their parents and put into those schools. Many were abused. Hundreds died. Counting down the days until the election, Donald Trump and Kamala Harris both in Texas. She appears with Beyonce in Houston. He'll be on the Joe Rogan podcast in Austin. New report today about Elon Musk.
Musk has emerged as a major Trump supporter. And now a new report claims Musk and Russian President Vladimir Putin have been in contact since 2022. The Wall Street Journal says the discussions touch on personal topics, business and geopolitical tensions. Musk has not commented on the report. Any ties with Putin could come into question if Musk ends up playing a role in a Trump administration.
ABC's Perry Russum. Eric and Lyle Menendez could get out of prison soon. Los Angeles DA George Gascon recommending resentencing for the brothers. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Elections Commission received reports Thursday morning that some local election officials are still experiencing label printing delays for absentee envelope labels. WEC staff continued to work with state partners to pinpoint the root cause and improve label printing time.
Shortly after, the Green Bay City Council held a press conference showing solidarity with the mayor in negotiations with the Packers to extend the lease at Lambeau Field. The team extended a new offer that includes rent increases. It does not, however, include a community benefit statement or economic development in the city. Green Bay City Council President Brian Johnson.
That a lot of these are things that the Packers are already doing in our community. We acknowledge that, and we know that, and we're so appreciative of those investments. However, we want a lease to capture that.
It's now up to the mayor and outside council to evaluate the offer.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain, and here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Tomorrow, it's Trunk or Treat over at Fright Fest at Chrysler Park. We spoke with Nick Glazier, road captain of the Mercer Loons, who said he's going to be making a return to Trunk or Treat this year.
I was at Trunk or Treat last year for the Loons, and wanted to come back. I got asked to come back by numerous people in the community and the chamber, because we are a part of the chamber in Park Falls as well as Mercer, because of our display. So, we'll be back here on Saturday on the 26th for Trunk or Treat. I will have a couple motorcycles down there, mine as well as yours, Dawson.
Absolutely.
And a couple of skeleton displays on them and everything like that, kind of like I did last year, but maybe a little more. Got a lot of candy to hand out to the kids. Just kind of here to support the community.
I think I might be stopping by down there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Man, come on, if my own bike is going to be there, I better be there.
Yeah, you got to stop by. Anybody wants to stop by at Mercer Loon's tent, you know, wants a picture, absolutely. Come get a picture with the bikes.
Anybody who's, you know, kind of curious about them, feel free to stop and ask.
Oh,
Nick, we'll talk your ear off.
Absolutely.
I'm Austin Bermé, Civic Media News.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Bulls tonight in the home opener in Milwaukee. Brook Lopez on the new look to the Bucks backcourt.
For us, it's all about knowing our next job, trusting one another. So I know that our guards like Dame, Torian, GT, all night, they're going to get in their guys, give them one option, make them do something. And so we just react.
College football, the Badgers host number 3 ranked Penn State. Kickoff tomorrow night at 6:30. Wisconsin is 5-2 with 3 straight wins. Penn State undefeated at 6-0. NFL, the Packers head to Jacksonville to play the Jaguars on Sunday. Yesterday, the Packers holding a long practice in pads. Coach Jeff Hafley.
Today was our best Thursday practice we've had. Like, and that's not coach speak. I'm not going to BS you guys. It was. The energy was there. The execution was there. Guys are taking ownership because they're running stuff that they believe and they are good at and they're getting confident in it.
That's Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Well, we had regional semifinal volleyball last night, and here's who's moving on to play for the regional championship tomorrow. Mercer and Mellon both win last night. Mercer at home, they defeat South Shore. And Mellon at home topped Butternut. So Mellon and Mercer in Mercer tomorrow night for that regional championship. Winter and Prentice both win on the lower half of that bracket. They will play in Prentice on Saturday night for the regional championship. Phillips Loggers played at home last night, and they defeat Cribbets. So Phillips now will play Edgar Saturday night. You're going to hear that game right here. Phillips Edgar regional championship Saturday night from the Logger camp. Rib Lake and Wabino Leona winners on the top side. Rib Lake beating Abbotsford, and Shawamigan traveled to take on Wabino Leona, and the number one seed Wabino Leona wins at home in that contest. And in Division II action, the Lakeland T-Birds, they had a tough task going to number one seed Oconto Falls, and Oconto Falls advances on with the victory there. We had boys soccer going on yesterday. Lakeland having just a great season, a number one seed. They get a 2-0 win over Medford. They now will get Seymour in their regional championship game in their next action coming up on Saturday.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hi, this is Jody with the Kurtz Island Sport Shop Fishing Report. Mild to warm weather, almost 80 degrees on 10/21. Not common for this time in October. Water surface temps averaging 52 to 55 degrees, low of 48 degrees and high of 57 degrees. Nice weather to be out and about. Muskie are good to very good. Maybe not surprising, but a larger percentage of muskie than usual being caught on artificials this past week. Fish from shallow weeds to out over 20 plus feet. Jerkbaits, divers, gliders, twitch baits, and even word of a topwater catch. Suckers working also, but not at the ratio expected. Kudos to guide Jake Smith leading his client to a 49.5-inch fish a week after boating a 48.5-incher. Northern pike are good. Not many people targeting, but good action on black chubs fished on weedless jigs. Eaters in the 22 to 27-inch range with a few low 30-inch fish for fun, also being caught incidentally by musky anglers on twitch and glide baits. Smallmouth bass are good. Good smallies on drop shot rigs over gravel rock humps of 16 to 26 feet. Ned rigging also scoring. Walleye are fair to good. Best along transition areas of gravel to mud on large fatheads and smaller redtails on 3/8 to 1/2 ounce jigs in 22 to 34 feet. Jigging shiver minnows and jigging wraps, picking up some aggressive strikes. On lakes without the deep water, 25 feet plus, look for remaining green cabbage to drag chubs on lighter jigs. That's all the reports I gathered as fishing pressure for other fish has dropped. With one more nice day as of this report on 10/22, a week plus of low 30 to highs of mid 50s will put surface temps into upper 40s to low 50s. Should improve sucker bite while slow artificial action. Moving away from full moon period should help action. Still plenty of time left. This has been Jody with your Kurtz Island Sports Shop Fishing Report. Let's go fishing.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
Imagine your team always looking and feeling their best in high-performance technical workwear. Cintas can make it happen. They have garments for almost every job imaginable. And with the Cintas Workwear program, you get freshly laundered garments delivered every week for everyone on your team. Great garments without the bother of laundry. That's a real perk for employees. Find out how Cintas can boost team image and morale. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
This is the story of the one. As a warehouse manager, her job is to transform chaos into clarity and to see patterns where others see problems. Luckily, she's got a partner who shares her perspective. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products, backed by real person support and in-depth online resources, so she can tackle every task with precision and turn potential setbacks into streamlined success. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We are looking ahead to a pleasant, sunny, fall-like weekend today. Mostly sunny, a little breezy. We'll get to 55 with wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25 today. Tonight, clear with a low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, sunshine 53. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
It is our day of giving, wrapping up our week of giving. Joel and Austin is around, and Gray is here. Good morning, Gray.
Good morning, good morning.
Thanks for the shot of Joe, whatever that is. I won't even ask what's in it. As long as it gets me pepping and moving, I'm good.
That's some true Tomas. It's actually like three or four flavors. There's maple, eggnog, pumpkin pie spice, just a lot of yummy things.
All right. We are off and running. We have a lot of fun items for you to bid on, and we're also really encouraging you, if you're able, to help out Catkins. Maybe you've been meaning to do this in the past. It's always easy to, you know, to say, well, you know, I'll pick up a bag of food sometime, and then you don't do it, and where am I going to drop it off, and all that stuff. Well, 20, 50, 100 bucks, even $5. Drop it off here at the radio station and Catkins. It'll all go right to Catkins. And we're going to talk with Tanya and the folks involved with us and really give you an idea of what it takes to have an animal shelter like this in our area and the funds that it takes. And great. We're going to give people some updates on some of the items that we have going on because some people are not able to go online and see it. So let's give an idea of the 70-plus items that we have up for bid here.
Yeah, it looks like the three quilts at the top of the list are right around $30 to $35 right now. Similar for the Salon Savvy Biolage items, about $5 to $10 to about $15 for some of the gift certificates that are $25 certificates. So some of those are already kind of up against those amounts. Maybe we'll see some crazy things happen.
The Rail Trail, though. The Rail Trail's at $20. We don't have any opening bids on those yet, the Rail Trail Cafe.
No, I'm about to be grabbing some Rail Trail Cafe certificates by the look of it, Joel, if somebody doesn't move. Lazy Loon Lodge, $10, are just at $5 a piece. Are we doing $5 increments or is
Well, whatever. We're negotiable.
We'll see how we feel about that later on. Maybe we'll allow some little nasty scrapping.
As long as it's higher than the previous bid, we're not going to turn down a buck. So
the cat dolls are well showed for here.
They really are.
$75 between the two of them. Some varying bids though. One's hanging low right now, and they can could be grabbed for another $50 bid if you wanted to up that
one. Well, they were initially described to me as demented cat dolls, and I took that word off there because I think they're just kind of cute and unique.
They are. I mean, I understand that if the creator called them that, I certainly might get the idea there, but they're dementedly cute. That's the way. Let's see here. A lot of $5 bids on Modder's maple syrup in various flavors, coffee bean, cinnamon, and vanilla, though the bourbon is up at $20. People, I think, are a little more aware of that one. Don't undercut the other flavors, though, or I will have a lot of coffee material.
Jumped on the coffee flavored one. You'll see I got the bid on that one.
Yeah, give it time. Give it time.
Kelly Meredith, that print by Kelly Meredith is already at $100. That is a wonderful signed print valued over $300.
So. I love that print, though. I honestly, as I told Kelly when she was here a couple weeks ago, that feels like home, looking at that exact print. I'm glad it's in the studio today.
Yeah.
Winterwoods baskets at about $10 a piece. The lottery ticket trees got a little bit extra on it, but there's still a lot of room to still make money depending on what those scratch offs reveal.
Yeah, exactly. That 5 cents basket is at 40. That Zoe Marie's pet spa basket and wagon. The wagon itself is really cool. It says, what does it say? I love dogs or something on there?
Yes,
I heart dogs.
Yep, in bas relief, I love dogs.
Yeah, that alone is well over $20. And there's just some great, that Packer themed basket has some Leinenkugels in there and some glasses. $15 right now is the current bid on that one. Just a couple of fun Halloween themed baskets. All the pictures are at 98qcountry.com if you want to take a look at that. And just a really unique array of items. That Lego set that we put up late, I think that was yesterday. This thing is, from what I can tell, worth several hundred dollars online.
I was Googling and found scarier results. So, yeah that is item number 51. That one's going to get a boost
or
later on,
40,
I expect.
45, I think, yeah. Well, 51. There's two numbers there.
Oh, yeah. There you line go. 51 in the spreadsheet, item number 45.
There you go. So $30 is a current bid. If you're a Lego person and you like to put together Legos or you like to collect and whatever vintage, that appears to be something that's got a significant value to it.
Well, for the time being, there's no opportunity like it for collecting those larger creator sets. Yeah. What have you got, Austin?
I was going to say, Legos definitely are not cheap, so this is a great opportunity.
Yeah.
Give it time. Give it time. I'm waiting. There's people laying in wait. They're listening to this and thinking, all right, I know what my number is and I know what time we're going to be closing items throughout the day. So don't plan on sitting there until 5:45 and just sniping it. It might not be there then.
Yeah. And there's another wildlife print too, number 57, that I just listed on the bid sheet as a wildlife print, but that's not doing it justice. It is a 34, I don't think the measurements on that are right. I think I messed that up. It says 34 by 35, but I think it's actually bigger than that. It's a print by Rosemary Millette, signed and numbered. So that came in late, also like on Wednesday or so. So that needs some bidding on it there,
that's
too.
That's gorgeous. Absolutely. Gorgeous pair of pheasants taking off over a snowdrift with some woods in the background in the winter. Oh, that was beautiful.
Yep. So thank you for the donation on that. The Riverside food basket. My wife said last night, she said, well, don't tell your listeners everything that's in there because then my $10 bid's going to be upped. There's tomato soup, there's spaghetti sauce, there's all kinds of stuff in there inside that basket, and they're kind of hidden in homemade type stuff, jars and stuff. So that don't sleep on that one because there's some good food in there, that Riverside Foods basket.
Yeah, it looks like you can cook for a family for a few days with what's in there. That kind of seems like the idea there.
Yeah, a couple of Quick Trip gift cards, I think, are at like $10 or $15. So take a look at that list, 98qcountry.com, go to Catkins Animal Rescue, top of the page, and say updated bids, I think it says at the top. And you can follow when we update something on our spreadsheet, that will automatically update also. And we've got some vehicle detailing too. Jeff Kobus dropped off some detailing from Meticulous Vehicle Detailing. They're about a $225 value. This is inside and out, the whole thing. And all three of them have bids, but still are very good deals. All right, so that's just a recap and a look at all the stuff we have to bid.
That wasn't even half the items.
Yeah, we kind of scathed through it a little bit here.
So I just want to tell people how many there actually were. Yeah, that wasn't even half.
77 yeah. items.
Ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any questions? 715-762-3221. Give us a call here. We're happy to answer any questions. Email wcqm@civicmedia.us. It's our day of giving. And it's also time for some words of wisdom as we focus on the family.
When you think about it, preparing a child for adulthood is pretty serious business. But that's all the more reason why we, as parents, ought to relax and not expect perfection from our kids. And that could be tricky for most of us. We all hope our children will become mature and successful adults. But as worthy as that goal is, if we're not careful, we can expect too much from our kids. It's an easy trap to fall into. After all, the adult world can be a competitive place, and we want our kids to be prepared. But that can often lead some parents to bury their children under some pretty harsh standards. For example, at report card time, they may question why their nearly straight-A student didn't get that one grade just a little bit higher. Or maybe they snap at their teenager if he or she shows the slightest sign of irresponsibility. The reality is, a child's ability to do well in almost any area of life will get worse, not better, if our expectations for them are too high. Encouraging our kids to strive for their best is an important part of effective parenting, of course, but impossible standards lead to discouragement, not excellence. Our standards are only one side of the parenting coin. On the other side should be an abundance of encouragement, patience, and loving guidance. That means it's okay to expect your children to strive for their best. Just give them plenty of room to make mistakes along the way. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Real quick, raise your hand if you want to lose an additional 4 bands a year. Go ahead and put your hands up. Put your hands up. You voted for Kamala Harris. Oh, okay. My fault. Good, because I don't think people understand that voting for Trump means you will lose an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year.
If Trump is elected, he plans to add a 60% tariff on all imports from China.
Anything in your house that says made in China,
take the price that you paid for and add 60%.
He plans to add a 20% tariff on all imports coming from every other country.
With Kamala Harris's opportunity economy, she's not hitting you with the sales tax of doom. She's providing tax cuts to the middle and working class, so that means you will save an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year.
Plus the $25,000 she's literally handing to new homebuyers. Like, you know who to vote for in this November's election. It's Kamala Harris.
Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FFPAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
We have Pete with us from Wheelway with a special announcement from the folks down at Wheelway in Fifield. Morning to you, Pete.
Good morning.
I understand that you guys have vehicles left from the big sale that you guys are going to make available here for a while. Yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. We still got some inventory left over from the sale. Some nice trucks, some minivans, some cars. We're going to reduce the prices even down even more. And every car that's on the lot, any reasonable offer, we're going to accept your offer.
All right, so they can get on in there. What are the when should they stop on by there, or how can they do that, Pete?
Hey, give us a call. If you can't make it down here, our number is 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Or go on our website, wheelwayautoswithanS.com, fill a credit application. Winter's coming up, and everybody's looking for a reliable and roadworthy vehicle. Every car that we sell has got a 1 month, 1,000 mile warranty. We got some nice inventory. They're looking for a new home.
And the service department, too. All right, Pete, Wheelway in Fifield. Good news for those looking for a vehicle. Pete, thanks for the update. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. Pete at Wheelway, Fifield, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Stop on down and check it out.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other,
and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Hi, I'm Amy Casey, and I'm running as a write-in candidate for your Price County Clerk in the November 5th election. My dedication to Price County has been demonstrated through my time as a funeral director and with the Central Price County Ambulance Service as an EMT. This opportunity would provide me the ability to continue to serve my community with respect, courtesy, and integrity. For more information, follow me on Facebook at Amy Casey for Price County Clerk. Authorized and paid for by me, Amy Casey.
Cruise weight loss is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions apply. Wegovy and Ozempic are not compounded.
Everyone's talking about the breakthrough of weight loss drugs. With Hers, you can access doctor-trusted weight loss plans that are tailored to you 100% online, like compounded GLP-1 weekly injections with the same active ingredient as Ozempic and Wegovy, all for as low as $199 a month with a 12-month plan paid up front. No hidden fees and no membership fees. Get started at forhers.com/afford today. That's forhers.com/afford.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
98Q Country.
She's more than just a pretty face in a late night bar. More than just a pair of tight jeans sitting in your car. She's more than a last call kiss or a one night stand. Remember, boy, you weren't the first to hold her hand. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything. She's somebody's little girl, even if she's grown up and moved away. She's somebody's whole world. She's somebody's baby. And if you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you're breaking. She's somebody's daughter. Her daddy bought her her first car, taught her how to drive, scared her senior prom date under that porch light. Her mama wiped away the tears from my first heartbreak and said, honey, he ain't good enough for you anyway. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything. She's somebody's little girl, even if she's grown up and moved away. She's somebody's whole world. She's somebody's baby. And if you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you'll break.
She's somebody's daughter.
Stand by.
Okay. Are you ready?
Hey, how's your morning going?
98Q Country.
Down at Margie's bar, telling stories if we had one. Someone fired the old jukebox up. The song it sure was a sad one. Teardrop rolled down Bubba's nose from the pain the song was inflicting. And all at once he jumped to his feet, just like somebody kicked him. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. He said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Now, Bubba ain't never been accused of being mentally stable, so we did not draw an easy breath till he laid that Colt on the table. He hung his head till the cops showed up. He dragged him right out of Margie's. They told him, don't you play dumb with us, son. You know damn well what the charge is. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox last night. Sheriff arrived with his bathrobe on. The confrontation was a tense one. He shook his head and said, Bubba, boy, you was always a dense one. A reckless discharge of a gun, that's what the officers are claiming. Bubba hollered out, reckless hell, I hit just where I was aiming. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox, stopped with a one shot. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Well, he could not tell right from wrong through the teardrops in his eyes. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, it was a justifiable homicide. Bubba shot the jukebox, stopped with a one shot. Bubba shot the jukebox last night.
Go, Mr. Mark Chestnut at 98Q Country. 1 hour is complete of our 12-hour broadcast marathon, and that was just something to kind of we turned on the stove just a little bit. We just warmed up the stovetop just a little bit to get things really heated up for later on. And we encourage you to check out all the items for bid at 98QCountry.com. And Gray, we need some people to step forward here. We know there's some people who got, you know, maybe an extra $20 that you could throw toward a cat or a dog to help them out. So we're looking for, if we're going to get to $10,000, Gray, I'll be blunt. If we're going to get to $10,000, we need some people to step forward and give a little to Catkins.
You know, right? I'm chill for the moment. I think I might start to get a little ornery about like 8 or 9 o'clock, but I understand it's 7 a.m.
All right,
I'm normally up. If I'm up at this time on a normal day, I'm upset about it. So right. I get it. I'm not holding anything against anybody.
I'm actually going to bed around this time.
Right. There's varying responses to 7 a.m. around the 98Q Country listening area. But like I said, ask me again at 9 o'clock.
My day's usually half over by now. Well, quiet, Boston. Rich got us going. R&T Windows got us going. $100 he pledged toward Catkins. Folks from Catkins are going to start joining us here in the morning show, and we're going to get you some information about what it takes for a cat or a dog to be brought in and get ready for adoption and the cost and everything that it takes, you might be a little bit stunned at what it takes to make these cats and dogs their forever home. And Tanya mentioned that when these animals come in, you know, they...